we have with us here today Alan Fletcher. Alan Fletcher has been a lightning rod here in the San Francisco Bay Area for a number of years for cyclists and in particular those on the peninsula. How you doing today, Alan?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. Okay, what I think everyone needs to know, and probably first straight away wants to ask, is how long have you been doing this? What year did you start your activism?
Well, I had a son in elementary school in 1973, and they were looking for a safety chair for the PTA, and I volunteered partly because I thought it was a good opportunity to see that my child gets to school safely. But it got me pretty deeply involved eventually. But that's how I started out, as safety chair for the local PTA.
And that was in Palo Alto?
That was in Palo Alto.
What school was that?
Fair Meadow School.
Meadow School?
Fair Meadow, one word.
Oh, Fair Meadow School. Okay, got it. Great. Okay, excellent. All right, excellent. Now, you morphed from there. You became a – how did you evolve from that into your work with the Palo Alto Bike Advisory Committee?
Yeah, I worked my way up through the PTA hierarchy to represent the entire district for safety. And at that time, the Palo Alto Bicycle Advisory Committee, known as PAYBAC, was appointing representatives to be on the PAYBAC from various organizations, and I was appointed to be the PTA representative on PAYBAC. And that got me more deeply involved.
Huh. Okay. And then how did you become a Palo Alto City Councilwoman from that place?
That's sort of an interesting story in itself. I always thought that, you know, I wasn't really of high enough caliber to be an elected official. I had worked for years for other candidates, and they often asked me, why don't you run, Alan? And I thought, well, you had to be a very special, very eloquent, very smart, and all that person. I didn't think I qualified. But I've been working on these bike programs so hard, and the Planning Commission was revising the general plan for Palo Alto. And I got a lot of the programs, you know, I worked on getting them accepted, got a lot of people out to support them, and the Planning Commission unanimously adopted everything that we had recommended. But when it got to the council, and of course I was annoyed, the council just messed up what we'd done. You know, I was just so angry that right then and there I said, I can do a better job than they do. And so that got me motivated to run, and I ran in the next election.
That would have been 1974?
That was 1977.
Oh, 77, okay.
Yeah, by this time I'd gotten more deeply involved than ever. So that's how I was all involved in the general plan and all that kind of thing.
So in 1973, you were PTA, trying to get your kids safe to school.
That's when I started, because right. I stayed as PTA chair for quite a few years.
So it took you 4 years to really just get that riled enough that you decided, well, you're going to become a council person. Was the competition formidable for you?
Excuse me, say that again?
Was the competition formidable back when you were running for council? Was that a hard one?
Well, interestingly, there were 18 candidates and 5 seats, and I came in 5th. And I got quite a bit of publicity because I campaigned, you know, the way I always get around is on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And a neighbor very kindly made some big signs for me to hang from my basket. It said, Fletcher for Council. Really big letters, reflective. And it caught a lot of attention. I remember crossing Oregon Expressway when the expressway had the red light, and the heads would turn. The drivers in the cars would watch me go across to read my sign. So I got a lot of publicity, and it also gave me publicity in the newspaper.
Okay, now
there
here
were fewer people who bicycled then. That's why it made more news. I think today it wouldn't make quite as much quite as much attention.
Ellen, I've been here in Palo Alto for a couple of years now, and the difference between here and Santa Cruz in particular is the amount of older people I see on bikes. That wasn't the case back in 1977, was it? There were not that many old people riding?
What gave bicycling a big boost was the original bike plan that was put into effect that had been approved by council when I first got involved. I was not the author of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was most of the bike lanes in the city and some of the paths on the path at East Meadow, East Bayshore, once they were in, it made a big boost in the number of people bicycling. And as we kept adding facilities, the numbers kept going up.
Hmm. What year was the original plan drafted? Do you know?
The general plan?
Plan
for the bicycle plan?
Uh-huh.
That must have been, in 76, 76, 77.
Okay,
76, I think.
So they were kind of already moving toward a bicycle consciousness in Palo Alto by the time you got on board? Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Huh. All right. Who were some of the shakers and movers, bicycle, political-wise, back then? Are they still around, and have any of them gone on to higher office, or is that something that you recall at all?
Actually, no. I can't think of anybody.
No?
I know one became a traffic engineer.
Uh-huh.
He was a member of Payback. I really don't remember anything significant about anyone else.
Hmm. Okay, here in the last few years, Palo Alto has achieved recognition as one of the League of American Bicyclists' top bike-friendly cities. That distinction, not gold level, but pretty high, what part have you played in helping Palo Alto to get to that place?
Well, as I say, I wasn't really the author of the original plan, although now people think that whatever there is for bicycles, Palo Alto is my doing. I came a little bit later. But what did it was just that we had so many facilities, like the bridges over the creeks, which allowed bicyclists to avoid arterials, for instance, and the bicycle boulevard that was unique at the time. It was the first bicycle boulevard in the nation. Everything combined, we also had a bike safety course for juveniles who got vehicle code violations instead of being fined or anything like that. They had to attend a class on a Saturday to learn bicycle safety. So we had a lot of different aspects to it. There's so many things that I don't want to get into all the details.
Okay, well, like where the league's concerned, they require a pretty exhaustive form that has to be filled out. Nowhere near what I asked for city officials to complete where the bike and report cards are concerned, but for the NVG here. But I'm just wondering who authorized or who initiated the idea of asking for staff time to put such a petition before the League of American Bicyclists? What or where did that idea come from to even ask them about, hey, why don't we get nominated for a bike-friendly city? Or where did that come from?
I'm sorry, what exactly?
Well, what I'm saying is that the LAB, the process for becoming a bike-friendly city, they don't find you. How'd you find them?
I can answer that one easily. Amanda Jones, who is a very astute
Right.
Okay. And she was working at that time for the city of Palo Alto as a transportation specialist.
Uh-huh.
And she drew up the application for the LAB.
I see.
And so that's how that got started.
So that was Amanda who just recently left us.
She was recently what?
She left us recently. I don't know if you know that.
She moved to Marin County.
Right, exactly.
No longer
right.
With
right, I know. It's such a bummer. Ellen, of all the bike projects here in town, and you're named, let's start with that. The Bicycle Boulevard is named after you, the Ellen Fletcher Bike Boulevard. Is that because of the fact that without you there would have been no Bike Boulevard, or was that just to honor all the work you've done, or why was it named after you?
It's possible that it might have happened without me, but I did work very hard on it. But I think what it was a little more than just recognizing me for the Bike Boulevard, because there were people, Paul Goldstein particularly, who's on Payback, he felt that I had done so much for bicycling in Palo Alto that I should be recognized in some way. And that is what they chose, the Bicycle Boulevard, which I think is quite appropriate.
Wow. Did you have a hand in the opening up the Foothill Expressway to cyclists? Was that any of your doing?
Interestingly enough, that wasn't much of a battle. Like in other cities, you had to fight really hard to open Foothill Expressway.
Uh-huh.
But through Palo Alto, bikes were banned originally because of the county expressway, and that was all, you know, for all the expressways at first, that you couldn't ride a bike there. But Payback at that time, which was quite early in my tenure on Payback, they asked for it to be opened, and I remember going to the city council meeting and making the pitch to open the expressway to bicycles. And the council voted unanimously to do that. They were very favorable.
So of all the projects in town, all the undercrossings and the overcrossings and the Bike Boulevard and just the innumerable wonderful bike facilities there are here in Palo Alto, which is your favorite? Which one are you the most proud of? Would it be the Bike Boulevard?
You know, the Daily News just had their poll for Palo Alto's Best, or whatever they called it, and I was really impressed because they were, one of the questions was, what is the best favorite bicycling road in Palo Alto, and they said Bryan won out, and I think that I can be pretty proud of that, but also the creek bridges that wouldn't have happened just automatically. And bicycles on Caltrain, I played part of the role on that bicycles are now permitted on Caltrain. In fact, right now, Caltrain allows more bicycles on board than any other commute rail system in the whole country.
Wow.
And it didn't start out that way. Of course, we started out with four bicycles.
Uh-huh.
Train, but it's gone up to 32 by train now.
Wow, that's the most in the country, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing.
Quite a record.
I didn't know that. And when you said Bryant, just for our listeners, Bryant is also AKA the Bike Boulevard, or Ellen Fletcher Bike Boulevard. Ellen, can I ask what you've seen in the last, since 1977, how many years is that? Let me try to do the math, 28, 27 years. Have you seen a change in the consciousness for cycling, at least in this community, the Bay Area?
I'm not so sure, because we've taken a big step backwards with people driving their children to school. In the 70s and in
Thank
the 80s,
you.
The number of bikes parked outside the schools was enormous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember passing Jordan, And Jordan had a huge area for bicycles where now they have the front driveway, a pick-up and drop-off kind of driveway. So there's been a big reduction in students riding their bikes to school, and that's very disappointing.
Oh, boy, and I agree with that. Jeez. Well, on the brighter side, I guess, do you see, like I tried to ask at the beginning, do you see more older people here on bikes?
Oh, you see quite a few commuters. You see more than in the surrounding cities.
Wow.
But I keep wishing it was more.
Mm-hmm. And
incidentally, one of the big incentives to bicycling, too, was the bicycle parking ordinance, which was bicycle parking requirements by levels of security in the various zones in the zoning ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have required Class 1 parking, which is a locked facility, at all employment sites. And in multifamily housing, you have to have Class 1 bicycle parking for the residents. That has helped increase bicycle use, too. It's very hard to pin down specifics as to what gets people on bicycles, but I still feel that too many people are intimidated by the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid to get on their bikes. They think they can't do it. But it's a matter of getting out there and doing it enough to regain your confidence.
You still ride. I still see you rolling around.
Oh, I use it for my transportation. And I might have told you, I have a 1964 Plymouth Valiant that I fill the tank for once a year.
All right. Once a year.
Once a year.
Good for you, Ellen. Once a year, that's amazing. 300-400 miles a year, I guess, huh?
And if I go further distances, for instance, when I go to San Jose, I used to ride the bike all the way.
Uh-huh.
But now that there's a light rail system for Mountain View, I ride to Mountain View. I have a bicycle locker there. I lock it up, and I just light rail line, and I can also, you know, in either direction take Caltrain, because there's a station that's very close to the San Antonio station.
One last question I kind of want to ask is Stanford. Stanford is an amazing bike university. It's just crawling with bikes. I mean, I've been down there on the quad, and I feel like I'm in the middle of Beijing, China, and seeing all the bikes coming at me. What influence have they played on biking in Palo Alto?
Well, I think that they sort of set the atmosphere for the general acceptance for a bicycle, for bicycle facilities in Palo Alto. I think if we hadn't been a university town, which technically we're not because they're not in town, they're unincorporated, but with their proximity, it set a consciousness of environment and alternatives to the automobile that might not have been as strong as it was without them.
Hmm. And just for our listeners, Palo Alto is located maybe the center of the university is a mile about from downtown, and it's its own municipality, I guess you could say. It's not connected to Palo Alto. So I guess that said, anything else you'd like to share with us at this time, Helen?
Can't think of anything else.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna wrap this up by saying it's been an honor to speak with you. It truly has. I think that your impact, even today, is it's powerful. It's like what Ellen says, and when Ellen kind of gets behind a project, it's kind of given the stamp of approval of some kind of a godlike figure. And I feel blessed for the opportunity to kind of speak with you. I know that the other day when we had our Palo Alto NBG Day, there were almost like three generations of bike activists there with me, with you, and with the San Jose bike coordinator. And very exciting. So, Ellen, thanks a couple billion, and I'll see you on the road.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Thanks for you, Ellen.